Young King 95, that's the vibe.
I'd like to give out my social media platforms before I kick this week's episode off. And you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at young2_king95. Again, on Instagram and TikTok at young2_king95. Now let's jump straight into this week's episode, like right now, like go. And in this week's episode, before I officially kick it off, I'd like to say, you know, congratulations to the Wake Forest men's and women's basketball teams for their spectacular seasons. I know it probably didn't end the way that they wanted it to, but they still went out in style, and they still went out with Demon Deacon Nation behind them. And yours truly is a real supporter of the Wake Forest basketball athletics and Wake Forest athletics overall. So shout out to the Demon Deacons. Go Deeks! Now, in this week's episode, I want to discuss something that may have gotten people frustrated, aggravated, like, what in the world is going on? And that particular topic that I want to discuss is LaMelo Ball, all-star point guard from the Charlotte Hornets, formerly all-star point guard, you know, since he made it back in 2022 as a first-time appearance for the All-Star game in Cleveland, Ohio. So, LaMelo Ball, his first couple of years in the NBA, you know, he stayed healthy. You know, he stayed healthy for the most part. Then the last two seasons, which was his third and fourth now currently that he's in, he's been hurt a lot. You know, he's been hurt with multiple ankle injuries, and that has a lot of people, including myself, who's a fan of Mr. LaMelo, LaFrance Ball, concerned. Because, you know, here it is now. Last year, you know, it was like, okay, you know, he's nicked up, you know. Ankle injuries, you know, it happens. You know, it happened with Stephen Curry early on in his career when he was with the Golden State Warriors. And for LaMelo last year, you know, it happened, you know, before the season even officially tipped off, you know, for us in the regular season, because I think he hurt his ankle for the very first time in the preseason game, you know, in Charlotte. Can't really remember the opponent, but he hurt his ankle and he was out for a while for the Hornets, you know, for them to start off the 2022-2023 basketball campaign. And we fast forward to that, to this day. And LaMelo, he hasn't played since January. And, you know, he's been dealing with these ankle injuries, you know, a lot. And fans, you know, they're thinking, okay, is it time to move on from LaMelo? Then you have the fans, including myself, that's like, okay, hopefully this guy can stay healthy and he can put together a successful season. Because last year, LaMelo, he only played in 30-plus games. This year, he's only played in 22. And that's a big-time drop-off from last year. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, concerning. You as a fan of the Hornets, if you're a fan of LaMelo or a fan of the Hornets or a fan of great NBA basketball in general, or even if you know the guy from the show, the, you know, the Ball and the Brothers show with their dad, LaVar Ball. And so, yeah, if you're just a fan of LaMelo, period, or the NBA, like I was saying a few seconds ago, you would like to see the greatest talent out there on the court, you know, especially if you're going to attend a game to watch that person play live. And, you know, it can be kind of, you know, frustrating. It can be kind of saddening when you find out, you get to the arena and you find out my favorite NBA player isn't playing tonight because he's hurt. And, you know, that's tough. That's real tough. Like, that is extremely tough, especially for the young kids out there who are fans of LaMelo Ball. And, you know, back to what I was saying with the ankle injuries, LaMelo, you know, hopefully the Hornets, you know, they can find a solution. They'll get some ankle bracelets for this guy so that his ankles can be in tip-top shape. Hopefully, you know, like I said, you know, he can find success to being healthy first and foremost, because a healthy LaMelo Ball is a dangerous LaMelo Ball. And I'm going to be giving you guys his stats before he officially, you know, got hurt and before he officially was, like, ruled out. And LaMelo Ball was averaging, you know, for this year, he was averaging 24 points per game, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists. And he was balling. He was doing his thing. Especially when I went to go see him play against the New York Knicks earlier this year, he had 34 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, and 8 threes in that game. So LaMelo was cooking. And I believe that was that stretch where he went in November, where he was averaging like 32 points per game, and he was just phenomenal, you know, looking like a superstar player that has taken his game to the next level back in the month of November. Then, you know, the ankles, you know, they started occurring, and, you know, it's been, you know, like that since January. And I must say, for the people who are fans of the NBA, fans of the Hornets, fans of LaMelo in general, LaMelo Ball will not be playing, you know, for the rest of this season. That's my predictions, because he has no reason to. I hate to say it like that, but he has no reason to play, because, you know, the Hornets are out of the playoffs. And they're probably going to give those starter minutes now to young guys like Leaky Black, Amari Bailey, Nick Smith Jr., the young talented rookies they have on that roster. So, and they probably gonna let LaMelo, you know, just sit it out. You know, even though he probably can play right now, he's most likely not going to play. He's just gonna sit it out, you know, and rest up and get those ankles right for next season. And hopefully, like I said earlier, he could play a full campaign next year of 82 games, because if LaMelo can put together a healthy season, he's easily an all-star selection. And the Hornets, you know, they're most likely a playoff team, but it starts with this guy's health. You know, it starts with the franchise player, you know, health. Can he stay on the court? And hopefully he does, because next year that new contract money kicks in, and boy, he got paid. I think he getting like $35 million. Starting next year, you know, per year, something like that. So, woo-hoo! That boy got that bag. But, I hopefully I can see him play. So, that's, we're going to keep our hopes high. Hopefully I can see LaMelo play next year. But that's all I have to say for this part of the episode. Be sure to reach out to me, you know, if you have any thoughts or any opinions about this segment of the episode. Now it's time to transition over to this week's positive message. And this week's positive message is simple. Be responsible. Be responsible for your actions. Hold yourself accountable. And, you know, just be truthful to yourself. Be truthful to yourself. That's what it starts with first, you know, and that's all ties into one of being responsible. Another thing that I want to say is that if you have family and friends, be sure to let them know how much you love and appreciate them, because you never know what somebody is going through. You cannot take your loved ones and your friends for granted. Please don't. That's the worst thing you can do. Please don't take them for granted. Appreciate them and give them words of encouragement every time you see them. Now, I'm going to discuss ways you can support the Young King 95 podcast. And ways you can support the Young King 95 podcast is by clicking on that support link. And I'm even going to do even better, make it even more simpler and plain for you guys. If you want to send a donation, send it to my Cash App. The Cash App tag will be down in the description below, where I have my social media platforms. Also, be sure to subscribe to the Young King 95 podcast. That's all I have to say for that. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to share it. Be sure to send it to LaMelo at LaMelo. Be sure to send it to anybody that's fans of LaMelo or the Charlotte Hornets in general, or just fans in basketball. Be sure to send it to them. Share the word. Pass it down. Like the grapevine. Pass it down. I heard it through the grapevine. But yeah, I'm not a singer, but yeah, y'all catch the drift. Pass it down. Yeah, pass the basketball. Don't be a ball hog. But that's all I have to say. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. Enjoy this week's episode and keep being yourself, keep being a better version of yourself today than you was yesterday. That's all I have to say.